Classic Hits 98.9 WJEZ. Good morning and welcome to the Community Forum. I'm Cynthia Graham, joined today by Dixie Vogel. She's the chairperson of the Pontiac Bloodmobile. Good morning.
Good morning.
In honor of Red Cross Month all March long, we're talking about all things blood donations. And one of the things I really wanted to ask Dixie about was, are high school blood drives really popular, in your experience at least?
Yes, our high school now does two blood drives a year, and I think that's fantastic. They only did one for a while, and they're very successful. And I guess I go back, and I know that for a fact, because at a blood drive, oh, probably 15, 20 years ago, I asked everyone as they came in the door, I said, when did you start, and what made you do this? And probably 80 to 90% of them said they did the first blood drive at high school. And there was encouragement, and they found it favorable. Some of them did say college because they have the blood drives there, too, mm-hmm. which are extremely important. So that's why I would like to encourage the high school and get a lot of support for them because of what they have done for us.
You know, I remember the first blood drive I was ever a part of was a freshman in high school. I was too young, but I got to hand out juice and cookies, though. So tell us the rules about age. I know there's a rule about weight. I know what kinds of rules do people have to follow to be able to donate for the first time?
You have to be 16 years old with a form signed by your parent that they have your permission. But if you're 17, you can come and just donate. And, of course, you're welcome at the public one at the VFW on the fourth Wednesday of every month also. You have to be in good health. And so we want you to stay healthy also. You need to be at least 110 pounds. Because if you think of taking that same amount of blood out of a 110-pound person compared to a 200-pound man, you know, we want to keep that in balance for that person. So that's why the weight restriction is. You have a new test coming up, and it's the priority of the Red Cross to want to keep our donors safe. And that's the reason for good health. People say, well, I just got a little headache, or I just, you know, didn't feel quite right this morning. We don't want to take any chances with your health. So that is our first priority. Iron testing is going to be something that they're doing this year. And so it's to keep everyone healthy again. The girls will be deferred for a year if their iron count is not high enough. And the boys will be for 6 months. And so that's, you know, an important thing in the future that we will do for all high schools anyway.
So I'm sure you've been to plenty high school blood drives in your history of working with the Red Cross like this, with the Bloodmobile. What's your opinion and your memories of these high school kids donating for the first time, for the second time? I mean, what was it like for them?
Well, I think the boys like to scare the girls, and the girls are scared. And the boys are really scared, too, but they don't want anybody to know about it. They want to be macho about it. So it is really funny because it's very obvious. And you walk in there to that setting, and you can just feel the tension in the air. It's different, totally different than our blood drives at the VFW. And so the kids are excited, and they're laughing, and they're nervous, and they're talking about eating donuts. And sometimes they want to stay at the canteen and eat donuts way too long. They need to get back to their classes. So it's enjoyable because they're new and young and enthused and excited. And so it's great fun to be there.
And hopefully you can keep them coming back.
Oh, most definitely. But by the time they're coming to the VFW, they're much more laid back and relaxed and committed. So, and that's very nice, too.
And you said you are at the VFW once a month. Can you give us a date and time and place one more time, please?
We are always on the fourth Wednesday of every month, unless it would be Christmas Day. And this March, it will be on the 28th. We will be at the VFW, and it is from 11 to 5.
Well, very good.
Any appointments, you can always call me, Dixie Vogel, 815-358-2444, for either questions or to make an appointment.
Very good. And those are walk-ins also, right?
Yes, you bet.
Yes. Well, we've been speaking with Dixie Vogel. She is the chairperson for the Pontiac Bloodmobile. We'll be talking to her every week this month in honor of Red Cross Month. Thank you so much for joining us
today.
You're
welcome. Thank you.
You've been listening to the Community Forum. I'm Cynthia Groff for Classic Hits 98.9 WJEZ.